An email arrived in the Only a Game inbox this week.
Hey, Bill.
It said,
boy, is my face red. All this time I thought the DraftKings was an online bartending course. Turns out it's a surefire way to make money.
If you own a television or a computer, you have probably seen the ads listener John Fry is talking about. They sound something like this.
Just pick your sport, pick your players, and pick up your cash. That's it. It's the simplest way to win life-changing piles of cash every week.
Joshua Brustein and Ira Boudway of Bloomberg Business have done the math, and they can tell us exactly when we should expect to see those life-changing piles of cash. Gentlemen, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
I probably shouldn't be laughing at this, and I don't want to sound like I'm picking on DraftKings, the site we mentioned. There's also a site called FanDuel offering a similar proposition. Here's a short clip from one of their commercials.
I won $15,000 off of a $5 entry.
Winners get immediate cash payouts, and there's no season-long commitment.
Sounds pretty good to me. Ira, what did you find out about these so-called normal, everyday fans walking into bars who've won amazing sums playing fantasy sports?
Well, what we found is that mostly the money eventually flows to the very best players, who are a tiny minority of the total pool. So that, yes, it is quite possible to put in $5 and win 15 grand. It's also quite likely that the people who do that play hundreds of times a day, or that if you do that and keep playing, you will eventually lose that money. That was kind of the nugget of what we found in digging into this a little.
Joshua, these players who play hundreds of times a day and they're using statistical models and spreadsheets and automated systems to generate and manage hundreds and hundreds of entries at a time, what's that like day to day?
It sounds a lot like work. You kind of sit down at your computer. The point isn't to come up with that one perfect lineup that's going to hit for $15,000 or a $5 bet, but to place hundreds of bets and, you know, make your 8% return.
There is a little bit of skill involved. This isn't exactly like walking into the convenience store and buying all the lottery tickets available in the store because you figure you'll come out ahead.
Yeah, that's right. You have to know both the sport pretty well and be very up to date on the latest players and injuries and streaks and so on. But you also have to really know the games themselves, the daily fantasy structures, because a lot of it depends on picking players that not everybody else is picking. So a lot of it is experience with daily fantasy. You know, having done this hundreds and hundreds of times, they hone in on systems that work.
Ira, you guys cite a couple of studies that have shown that most players lose money, but there's a little graphic at the bottom of the DraftKings commercial that reads, and I'm quoting now, the average user's winnings for the last 12 months, $1,263. Are you telling me I can't even believe the fine print?
Well, I mean, an average, if I'm in a room with Bill Gates, that our average wealth is in the billions, but it doesn't tell you very much. So we use data from Roto Grinders, which is a community of 20,000 players. It showed that at least the volume of wins is concentrated among the top 10 players, you know, winning 873 times a day when they play, the top 100 players winning 330 times, the rest of the field of 20,000 winning an average, you know, 13 times. So that doesn't tell you kind of how often they're hitting per how many times they play, but it gives you a sense of how it's concentrated. And Sports Business Journal did a look at 3 months of baseball data and found that only 1.3% of players across that three-month span finished in the green.
So it's the same old story. The 1% wins.
Exactly.
Josh, remind me again, why is this not considered gambling?
So when the federal laws on sports gambling were written, there was an explicit carve-out for fantasy sports. It was really just making sure that if you're in a rotisserie baseball league and everyone puts in, you know, $50 or $100, and at the end the winner takes the pot, that wasn't going to be seen as the same thing as, you know, a Las Vegas sports book or, you know, or the online alternative. And so what happened was these games were developed, you know, largely with those laws in mind.
Ira, I just have one more question. You guys have done your homework, obviously, on this. What are you doing talking to me? Why aren't you at your computer winning $15,000 for every five?
I think I would be very bad at it. I play season-long fantasy and do a mediocre at that. But this is actually, I think, you look at the people who do it, they frequently come out of sort of consulting, or one of the guys I talked to who's a very good player is a certified public accountant. It really pulls for that kind of highly organized, highly systematic thinking that is actually maybe not my strongest suit. But I don't think I'd be one of those sharks.
So it's not the guys who have the baseball caps turned backwards sitting in the brightly lit bars cheering as they watch TV?
Doesn't seem that way.
You can link to Joshua Brustein and Ira Broadway's article, "You Aren't Good Enough to Win Money Playing Daily Fantasy Football," at onlyagame.org. Joshua and Ira, thank you very much. This has been fun. I appreciate you joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thank you.